USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command performance presented this week and every week till you're back from over there. Hiya, gang. Here's another 30-minute bundle of who's its and whatnots. And as usual, this coming conglomeration is a mixmaster full of your requests to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. We got a wagon full of stars, so hitch on, because here's a star who's lovely to look at and just as lovely to listen to, lovely Vivian Blaine.
It's a very flattering introduction, Ken.
Well, Vivian, I meant every word of it. You look positively beautiful tonight. I just love that hairdo. Your hair is piled so nicely on your head.
Oh, why? Why, thank you, Ken.
Matter of fact, you're pretty well stacked all over.
Well, here's a man who whistles while he works.
Yes, indeed.
But, Ken, I think that's enough talk for a while. If I know what servicemen want, and I think I know what servicemen want. Here's a brand new song from a brand new picture. I thought the fellows might go for it, so I'd especially like to sing it on command performance. It's Here Comes Heaven Again from my new picture, Dollface.
That angel face, you don't need a halo or wings. You can do such fabulous things with
you've requested on command performance many times. And she, too, knows what servicemen want. Lovely Carol Landis.
Oh. Well, thank you, Ken. And now, according to my notes here, it's time we heard from a country down Arkansas way. He's one of your favorite radio performers, Van Buren's outstanding gift to the cultural world. And here he is, the man with as many relatives as most of us think we have, Bob Burns.
Oh, I want to tell you, men. I have got a surprise for you tonight, and it's a surprise to me. Just before I come here, I got a letter from Grandma Stassi. That's her annual letter to me, and I didn't want to be selfish. I said to myself, I'm going to wait till I get out there. I'm going to share this with the men all over the country. I want you men to hear what Grandma says. Well, now, here's what she says. She says, Dear Robin, I would have written sooner, but was down at the courthouse all last week as a witness. Your Uncle Casanova Hink is being sued for breach of promise. He was supposed to elope with his fiancée week before last, But the ladder he brung was too short to reach to her window, and he had to take the blonde on the floor below. He said, I was going to send you some fresh-laid eggs, but they was all cracked. It's been so cold here lately, the hens have all been laying their eggs from a stand-in position. Then Grandma says, ha, ha, that's a joke, son. I declare that is, it does get cold down there. Them hens have an awful lot to go through with in Arkansas. When it ain't too cold, the wind's blowing. I'll never forget one day there, the wind blowed so hard, one old hen laid the same egg three times. Grandma says, I declare, Robin, farming ain't what it used to be. You sure was smart getting yourself a sideline. She said, most of us went to the city yesterday. Your grandpa done the milking early so he could go, but he had an accident, and it took him all morning to get the cow down off of the roof.
Wait a minute, there's something funny here now. How in the world did a cow get up on the barn roof?
Maybe, here, she explains it here. She says, there was a short in the milking machine. Well, Grandma goes on to say here, she says, while we was in town, we went to see a picture show and saw Lost Weekend. Your Uncle Slug thought it was pretty tame stuff. He can't understand why people make such a fuss over a lost weekend when he can't even remember what happened to the entire month of December. Well, Grandma says, Robin, I told you, you remember, last letter I wrote, that Grandma's writing ain't so good here. She says, I told you your Aunt Peachy Sims was going to have her face lifted. Well, it didn't turn out so good. When the doctor lifted her face, he saw what was underneath it, and he let it drop again. Well, now, you know, getting away from the letter a minute, I can understand that. Aunt Peachy Sims, that's my old maid aunt. I don't think I ever saw a woman with so many wrinkles in my life. Now, her face looks like a convertible with the top down. And she's only got one tooth in her head. And I want to tell you men, that tooth stands out like a lima bean in a bucket of tar. Now, I know it don't sound nice, but you have heard the expression about a person's face will stop a clock. Aunt Peachy's face not only stops the clock, it sets it back 4 hours. Well, now then, Aunt Peachy says, Robin, I know you will be glad to hear that your Aunt Peachy Sims has finally got herself a fella. He had just been discharged from the Army. And he says, after looking at second lieutenants for 4 years, anything looks good. That's all. The rest of it's just family stuff, anyhow. You men, you wouldn't care about that. But she closes her letter. She says, well, Robin, be sure and write often. You don't know how we enjoy reading your checks. She says, so keep them coming and don't spare the zeros. But now, men, the main reason to come out here tonight is because I know that it's been a long time since you heard a nice soft bazooka solo. So I brought my bazooka out here with me tonight, and I'm sorry that you men can't see it. Now, of course, you had a lot of bazookas in the Army, but they didn't look exactly like. You had a lot of things that did look a whole lot like that. Bazooka, yes, just in case you don't know, in case you haven't seen this particular bazooka, it's made out of two pieces of gas pipe and an old whiskey funnel. And the funnel was given to me by my Uncle Slug. That's my drinking uncle. And I'm sorry, I wanted him to come down here and say a few words to you men, but he ain't in town now. He's up in Canada. Uncle Slug read a big sign that said, drink Canada dry, and he went up to see if he could do it. Now then, I'm going to play a little soft number. It's Uncle Slug's favorite number. How come you do me like you do? All right, ma'am, please.
We really enjoyed it. And turning now from Van Buren to Vine Street and from Bazooka to Bounce, here are three solid citizens whose efforts in behalf of Hep Harmony have cauliflowered many an ear. Slim Gaylord, Sam Brown, and Oscar Bradley. The Slim Gaylord Trio.
We have a little specialty, a very special Orini. A little number title. A little special number title, A Tree Grows in Pasadena. Fruit Salad.
Cement mix of putty putty. Cement mix of putty putty. Cement mix of putty putty.
Aye, putty 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 putty.
Cement mix of putty putty. Cement mix of putty putty. Cement mix of putty putty.
I never parade, I never parade. Me, wow.
Mobbity mob,
mobbity bip, mobbity bobby.
I have a kind of CD. Cement mix of putty putty. Cement mix of putty putty. Cement mix of putty putty.
I really mama won't be over y'all.
I put
putty putty. Only papa, putty putty. Mobby,
Mobby,
thinking I should never see.
Auto.
Promise up there's a tree.
Chloe.
Chloe, really, who are you, Chloe? Mama, be me, I'm a wow.
Ruby, the book.
Mama, be me, I'm a wow. Mama, be me.
Thank you, Slim and Van. Fellows, Command Performance has received a great many requests for our next guest. As a matter of fact...
Pardon me, Carol. There's someone here to see you. He says it's very urgent.
Well, all right. Show him in, Ken.
Well, here he is. Jack Carson.
Well, hello, Jack.
Hello, Carol. Carol, you know, as soon as I heard that you were going to be on Command Performance, I just had to come over. I mean, it was such a coincidence, I just couldn't stay away.
Well, what do you mean, Jack?
Well, just think. I mean, on the same program, the world's most beautiful woman and the world's most handsome man.
The world's most handsome man? Yes. You?
Well, this may surprise you, Carol, but I saw those very words in print myself.
Where?
In the neon sign above my house. Just a coincidence, of course. As a matter of fact, meeting you like this means a great deal to me. You know, Carol, for years, I've worshipped you from afar. I used to stand way off and look at you from the distance.
I think that was a pretty good arrangement.
Carol, please don't hurt me this way. I used to stand outside your house by that big fence and wait for hours and hours just to get a peek at you through that knothole.
Jack. Jack, there aren't any knotholes in that fence.
I got a tool chest for Christmas.
Jack.
Yes, it's true, Carol. I just can't help it. As soon as I get near a knothole, I become a peeping Tim.
Tim?
Yes.
You mean peeping Tom. You shouldn't put an eye in it.
You look through it your way, I'll look through it mine.
Jack, don't you know you don't have to resort to those things?
I don't?
Of course not. After all, you're...
I was only acting, of course.
After all, Jack, you're not bad looking. Just look at yourself. You know what I would do if I were built like you?
What?
I'd throw away my sweater.
I think I see what you mean.
Jack, I'm really very glad that you came over.
A little slow right in through there.
We have a letter here from a Corporal G. Vernick in Germany who is very lonesome for the sort of life he led back here in the States.
Mm-hmm.
So would you help me in a little sketch to make the corporal sort of feel at home? As a matter of fact, you just fit this part.
Oh? He must have been a debonair man about town, right, huh? Stork Club, Macombo, Cyril's.
No, he was a farm boy. Hayseed, fertilizer, and pigs. Yeah. My show, a little farm in the bell music, if you will.
Gee, Carol, it's nice out here in the barnyard, isn't it?
Hey, take my hand, Jack. We'll go over and sit on the hay rack by the milk house. Oh, watch your step.
Almost stumbled over that block of salt.
Well, here we are. Want to boost me up on the hay rack?
Uh-huh. Here you go.
Oh, thanks. Gee, isn't it romantic out here?
Yes, in a rural sort of a way.
That's what I've always liked about nights on a farm. No lights, stars everywhere.
Yeah, just like the Trocadero.
Oh, Jack, sometimes I wonder if you...
Don't rush that man there. Give him plenty of time.
Jack... Sometimes I wonder if you really are a farm boy.
Well, I reckon I am, Carol. Why, I've sat for hours studying the Sears and Roebuck catalog. In front of the fireplace. Says the boss there. I don't know what that means.
Jack.
Yeah.
Jack, you're so interesting and so big and yet so agile.
I am?
Yes. I'd love to square dance with you.
Square dance?
Uh-huh.
Oh, square dance. Well, I couldn't very well square dance tonight, Carol. I got on my round-toed shoes.
Oh, that's a shame. I love those old dances. Have you ever seen a Virginia reel?
No, but I once saw a Californian stagger. I mean...
I can't figure out whether you're kidding me or not.
Why, I wouldn't kid you, Carol Gal.
Tell me, do you know what a chicken coop is?
Do I know? I used to drive one.
You don't know, do you?
Why, as a matter of fact, Carol, I had 500 chickens on the farm.
You did? Oh, tell me about your farm.
Well, I had 500 chickens. I'd put those little egg cartons out every morning and go out at night, and there'd be an egg in every little square compartment.
Now, Jack, chickens don't lay eggs in those cartons.
They don't? Hmm. Yeah, well, you see, these chickens were different, Carol. They'd heard about the Norden bomb site. They were all sticklers for accuracy.
Tell me, did you have to use nest eggs to get them to lay?
Nest eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you mean those little glass eggs they put in the nest to make a hen think it's been done before, why don't you?
Did you use those?
No, I couldn't find any of those. But I tell you what I did do, Carol. I put a salt and pepper shaker in a nest one day. They were sort of shaped like eggs.
Well, whoever would have thought of that? Did it work?
Well, not so good, no. An old hen jumped up on the edge of the nest, saw the salt and pepper shaker there, and looked up at me and said, "How do you want it, bud? Straight up, over easy, or scramble?"
Set the lunch basket down, Jack, and move over closer to me. Hold my hands. They're getting a little cold.
Yeah, I'm having the same trouble with my feet. I think I ought to take some of this hay and build a fire.
Oh, Jack, look at that beautiful half moon up there. Doesn't that remind you of anything? Anything?
Mm-hmm. The Crescent Laundry promised me my shirts 30 days ago.
Haven't you ever thought of settling down on a little farm with someone you love? Just the two of you and maybe later on...
Some chickens? Rabbits, maybe?
Jack... Huh? Would you mind terribly if I put my head over on your shoulder?
You mean it comes off?
Honestly, I feel I just must.
Well, sure.
Oh, there.
Your hair tickles my ear.
Would you put your arms around me?
You mean you're about to fall off the wagon?
No. Press me close, Jack. Press me.
I'm not a sailor.
Jack.
Carol.
Carol,
I think there's something I should tell you. See, I'm not really.
Jack. Whatever that means.
It's funny, but I don't know why.
Jack, please kiss me. Are you afraid? Are you a coward?
Me? A coward? Me? A little scared, yeah. Why?
A big, beautiful man like you afraid to kiss a little girl like me. Are you ashamed? Well, at least lend me your lips for a little while.
At least lend you my lips for a little while?
Yes, Jack.
Okay.
Well, Jack, how did you like that?
I'm going all out for Lend-Lease.
Fellows, there's a man with us who, until this evening, hasn't been able to answer the many requests he's received to appear on Command Performance. And there's a pretty good reason, because he just got out of the Navy himself. Your favorite piano playing band leader, Eddie Duchin.
Well, thank you very much, Carol.
Tell me, Eddie, how did you like being in the Navy?
Well, it had its points. mostly snake eyes when it came to my role.
Oh, fine. Well, yes.
What do you mean, yes?
I don't know. I found that most sailors like that answer.
Well, they're so different from soldiers.
Is that so? Well, at the risk of asking you an oft-repeated question, Eddie, How does it feel to be a civilian?
Well, Carol, I feel like making with the music.
Well, fine. There's the piano. Just let yourself go. Of course, gang, Eddie can't answer all the requests that you've been piling up, but this medley will take care of a good share of them. Okay, take it, Eddie Duchin. Well, men, that just about ties the last ribbon on another package of Command Performance, and believe me, all of us enjoyed wrapping it up for you. Right, Jack?
Yes, Carol, it's a small thing we're doing here, but we can only hope it's a big thing for the fellows over there.
Well, Jack and I have both been overseas, and we had a chance to see a little of the great discomfort that goes with being far away from home.
And better than anyone else, you guys know how tough it is to win a war.
And it's just as tough to win the peace. We salute you for it. And in the meantime, while you're sweating it out over there, if we can bring you a song and a chuckle or two to make the time pass a little more swiftly, just call on us at Command Performance USA.
Good night.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.